Fish can be an intimidating food to cook, for me, anyway, between picking the right kind of fish, knowing how to pick quality seafood, and figuring out what to do with it. Fish is seemingly not an easy meat to serve. But don't worry. On this week's Food Friday, our guest is here to share some tips and recipes that will take the fear out of cooking seafood. Joe Guerrera is the author of Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Seafood. He's the owner of Citarella Market in New York City. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Now, I read the introduction to your book, and I thought, you're talking to me here, because I love to cook. I cook a lot. I am scared of fish. I think I'm going to blow a lot of money. I'm going to overcook it and ruin it. I am your target audience. Is that right?
Well, you know, I really wanted to name the book Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood, but my project manager, my writer, my PR gal, my assistant, my wife, they all ixnated. And they said the name was too long, but I really wanted to name it that, because I think, you know, that's the hook, taking the intimidation out of cooking seafood. And but they ixnayed me, they overruled me, and they named it Joe Knows Fish.
Now, why do you think fish got this reputation as being difficult to cook?
Because there's a couple of reasons. Number one, it's much more delicate of a thing to cook. It's not like, you know, throwing a steak on a barbecue or throwing chicken on the or grilling a pork chop or something like that. It's much more delicate, and I think the delicateness, and because it's delicate, it takes a lot less time to cook, and people just have to give it the effort and the tender loving care to cook it. And that's what this book's about.
You write at one point that, okay, if you're going to cook fish, timing is the key. You got to watch the time. This is not a food you can walk away from or text or whatever, watch a video.
Your cell phone or cell phone. Can't, you know, you just can't do it, because, you know, you can be, if you're sauteing something, some items could be a minute or a minute and a half on each side. No more than that. And, you know, I talk about even poaching shrimp. You know, you throw it into boiling. You throw it into boiling water for 2 minutes. That's it. That's it. No, nothing else. I guarantee you, 75% of everybody overcooks shrimp. I guarantee it.
Now, I'm here in the Midwest. We got a lot of great local freshwater fish, but I'm standing about as far from an ocean as you can get, I think. So, and I don't know from quality seafood. How do I know if I'm out trying to buy some, you know, saltwater fish? How do I know what to look for to make sure it's fresh? It's going to be the best stuff I can get.
Well, listen, I can't help you there. I can give you a real estate broker in New York if you want. You're thinking of moving, but what I really would do is just recommend that you'd have to trust your fishmonger. One of the things that the best way that I could describe when you're looking at seafood. It's just as if you have a regular TV, or you have an HD TV, or your computer screen is regular or HD. That's how a fresh fish should look. That's sharp. The lines, everything should be really sharp.
I like that. That tells me what to look for. Now, you talk about, just while we're on fish quality, we've heard this thing, sushi grade fish, and you write that's not exactly a thing. What does that mean?
Sushi grade, if you see it someplace, what it really means is that it's fresh and you can eat it raw. I could honestly tell you that, well, not every, because certain fish you can't eat raw because of its texture, or it can't be sliced, like a flounder cannot be sliced for sushi. A fluke can. But a flounder cannot, and a cod cannot. But everything that we at Citarella sell, I would eat off the counter in a heartbeat. It doesn't matter what it is. So everything that we sell is sushi grade.
Talking to Joe Guerrera, author of Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. He's owner of Citarella Restaurant in New York. You gave us a couple recipes. We have these online at WPR.org/Food Friday. I want to get into this one. I love it. It looks easy. Poached wild striped bass with tomato and garlic. First, what do you like about striped bass for this recipe?
Well, you know, striped bass is one of the, I guess it's probably the poster fish of the East Coast. It's very popular in all restaurants. It's plentiful, and it's hearty. It's sort of like the grouper of Florida. It's the striped bass of the North.
And then you want to poach this one. Tell us how we do that.
Well, it's really simple. You know, you just put a quarter inch of water in a pan, and depending on the thickness, because the striped bass has a size limitation, so they can't be small. So the fillets have to be a little thicker. So if to poach it, it might take you 5 to 8 minutes, depending on the thickness of the fish. And it's really quite good. You'd be very surprised that, you know, it could really take you a few minutes. All the fish, all the recipes here, it'll take 5 to 6 minutes, depending, especially with striped bass, on its thickness because of the size. But even if you're poaching a salmon or poaching other items, it's a few minutes. You could eat a meal in 5 minutes. You're ready to eat. That's what's so great about it.
And this seems like a theme in your book, as I look at a lot of recipes. Pretty easy and pretty clean, I guess might be the word. You want to taste the fish and not cover it up with lots of other stuff.
Oh, that's what I do. That's what I am. And, it's healthy eating. It's really, really healthy. You know, it's sort of like, you know, this is me, but not you know, people, if they want to go on a diet, have a salad, but don't have a Caesar salad. You know what I mean? So it's a similar thing. But the book starts, I did it in a way where it's very simple for people. If you look at the table of contents, it starts with grilling, which I feel is the easiest thing. And then I go to baking and roasting and then broiling and sautéing and then poaching, then frying. And each category will get a little bit more complicated. Well, not complicated, but it's a little bit more, it requires a little bit more effort to do. But I started, the first chapter is grilling, which everyone can grill a steak. So you could just grill a piece of tuna or grill a piece of salmon or swordfish. That's the format of the book.
Talking to Joe Guerrera on this week's edition of Food Friday. His new book is Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Seafood. He's the owner of Citarella Market in New York City. He is, like the title says, helping us cook fish. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about cooking, preparing fish? What do you want to know about choosing fish? Or if you have a favorite way to cook seafood, chime in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR if you're looking for a recommendation for, I don't know, Badger game, Brewers game, Packers game. We got all of them coming up this weekend. Joe might have an idea for you. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Right now it's Food Friday, and we're talking about fish and easy ways to choose, prepare, and serve seafood. Our guest is Joe Guerrera. He's the author of Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Seafood. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about seafood? What tips do you have about preparing fish? And what are some of your favorite recipes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Becky is with us in Beloit. Becky, hi.
Hey, we do a lot of fishing on the freshwater lakes around Wisconsin. As you know, they're plentiful, and we like the pan fish, and we normally do a grill or a fry, but I wonder if your guest has any ideas or does like to do any sort of soups or chowders.
Becky, thanks. A fish soup or chowder with some of our freshwater fish in Wisconsin, Joe.
I'm sure you can do it. I think, what did you say? You normally grill it or fry it?
Grill or fry, she said, yeah.
Have you ever baked it or sauteed it?
We've done it all. Yeah, we've done it all. But I do like a seafood chowder, and I was, well, could you recommend some kind of seafood that you we could use for a chowder?
Well, I'm not that familiar with all the fish in the Great Lakes. I'm familiar with walleye. I'm familiar with carp. I'm familiar with whitefish, and some perch. But I think you have a lot of other varieties that do not reach New York that I don't see that you get them there locally. I believe, isn't that correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. See, we don't. What would be? So let's get back to your question.
Yes.
I would assume that you could definitely make a chowder from it. I don't see why you wouldn't. You know, you, of course, you'd need the bones to make a stock.
Sure.
And tell me the types of fish that you're talking about.
Well, we do usually crappie, bluegill, some walleye, perch, and I throw the fish in then in the last couple of minutes of cooking the chowder?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the fat content of the items that you're referring to. I'd have to look into it a little bit more before I could answer. Because you don't want fish that are too fatty. You don't want fish that's too fatty. Like, you can't use salmon to make a chowder because it'll be too greasy.
Okay. Well, Becky, thanks for calling in. Good luck to you. And Joe, another thing we love here in Wisconsin is a fish fry, and this is something we'll do with local or ocean fish too. And that's another recipe you shared with us. We got a fried flounder at wpr.org/foodfriday. Tell us a little bit about your fried flounder recipe.
Well, you know, it's the fried flounder recipe is it's your typical recipe that would be used for fish and chips, pretty much, that we would, and you know, I also have a recipe for fluke. On the East Coast, fluke and flounder are similar, and you could do the same. You could bread it with, or flour it with some wonder flour, which is a wonderful flour that doesn't clump. It'll never ever clump, and the fish would look just as perfect as that picture in the book does. It really takes 5 minutes to cook. What did you want to know about it, Ron?
Oh, just wanted the basics there. And when it comes to frying, I hadn't heard about that wonder flour. Talk about, you know, temperature and things like that, because I have had fish fry gone wrong where I think the temperature, I don't know, it's too low or something. What are some things we got to be careful about when we're doing fish fry?
Okay, well, the fryer, I have a fryer. I have a mini fryer where I would fry shrimp and fry different items. But if you don't, you should get the oil to about 375. If you just, you know, like you're boiling water, you boil oil, but it should come up to about 375. And then, depending on the thickness, as I described in the book, it could take 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, depending on how thick. And I in the book, I fry oysters, I fry clams, I fry different items, some shrimp. But there's all different variations. Every item is 30 seconds different than the other because you don't want to overcook it. That's the key, not overcooking it. And one of the things that I've been trying to do, especially nowadays since we have the internet, I'm trying to sell fish to Middle America where they do not have the opportunity to have saltwater fish, as you spoke of before. So anybody can get seafood delivered by 10:30 the next day by going to Citarella.com.
Huh. That sounds great. I want to bring in another caller now. Bob is with us in Crivitz. And Bob, hi, I understand you have a Wisconsin fish chowder recommendation for our earlier caller.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, thank you for letting me come on. Okay, I live in Wisconsin. I'm in northern Wisconsin. Okay, and I have made fish chowder out of, carp suckers, bluegills, crappies, northern pike, muskies, trout out of Lake Michigan, and salmon out of Lake Michigan. Any fish will work, just terrific.
And Bob, it doesn't get, like Joe mentioned, that the fattier fish, like that salmon you mentioned, might get a little greasy in the chowder. Do you find that in yours?
I don't at all. Okay.
All right, Bob, thanks for sharing that chowder suggestion. He gives the thumbs up. We are talking to Joe Guerrera, author of the new book, Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. And Joe, switching gears here, you answered a question I had, something I've gone wrong with before. If I'm cooking fish, sauteing it, whatever, I flip it again, and of course, it's falling apart. You say one flip. Why is that?
It's very delicate. It's part of my rules. You know, you flip it once. On page 22, I have my rules, my seven rules. And one of them is being patient. And if you're grilling or sauteing, whatever you're doing, whatever the time is of the recipe, pay attention to it, stick to it, do it, and flip it only once. It is a delicate thing, because once you keep on flipping it, it will fall apart.
And you've got a chapter devoted not to the fish and seafood themselves, it's to making your own classic seafood sauces. What are a couple of your favorite sauces that we might be able to try at home?
A dill sauce is a really good dipping sauce. It works for fish, and besides fish, it could work for raw vegetables also.
And what goes into that dill, and what else?
You would use it as a crudité, and there's scallions and some parsley, some mayonnaise, sour cream, Dijon mustard, and some vinegar, and some spices and salt and pepper.
So pretty simple.
But it's very simple. Nothing that I do. This book is not recipe driven. I'm not. I know how to cook. I'm not a chef, but I could cook seafood with the best of them. But again, it's very simple. I'm not giving you, it's not saucy, it's healthy, and it's great.
Now, you mentioned the issue of sustainability early on in the book and say that's important to you. Where can we go to find out, hey, this kind of fish is good when it comes to, you know, long-term health of the fish species?
You know, something like that, you'd have to trust your fishmonger, see that they're doing the right thing. You know, I sell wild fish and I sell farm fish. And I'll tell you right now, not that one is better than the other, but there are good farms and there are bad farms that don't take care of the merchandise the same way. Just the same way there's good chicken farms and there's not so good chicken farms. And there's a good doctor and a bad doctor. And there's a better carpenter and a lousy carpenter. So the same thing is applies. So you really have to trust your fishmonger, hopefully that he chooses his sources, where he sources his fish is the right place.
Now we've got, I mentioned earlier, Joe, a lot of sports coming up this weekend. We got a UW Badgers game. The Brewers are still in the playoff chase here, the playoff games, I should say. And we got Packers mm-hmm. coming up Monday night, I think. What's a good fish that you'd make for, you know, getting people around the TV, maybe good finger food, nothing you have to, you know, fidget around with a lot with a fork and a plate?
I would, you know, steam mussels are great. But I don't know about you, for you guys, by you, that's the again, we could ship it overnight, and mussels would be it's a good finger food. I would say even fried shrimp and fried calamari, fried squid, I think all of that is great.
All right, and I hope I'm not bringing up a sore subject, bringing up baseball right now for it to a New Yorker.
Well, I'm over it. I'm over it. We should have won game one, but we didn't. So anyway, I'm over it.
All right. And Joe, leave us with a pep talk for those people that, you know, like I said, people who like to cook, but that fish that, like you say, they're intimidated. Give us a pep talk to try it this weekend.
You know, I really think it's all about healthy eating. I think it's really give it a shot. It's you know, the book is available on Amazon, and it really is simple. I can't tell you how many people that I have converted, and they say, it's that easy? Are you serious? Is it that easy? I said, yeah, it's easy. You just have to pay attention. Like I said, don't answer your cell phone. Don't talk to anybody. Just do what you're doing for a couple of minutes, and you'll be done.
All right, that's a great place to leave it. Joe, thanks a lot for taking the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
We've been talking to Joe Guerrera. He's the author of the new book, Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Seafood. He's the owner of Citarella Market in New York City. He joined us on this week's edition of Food Friday to talk about the best way to choose, prepare, and serve fish. You can still share your favorite fish dishes. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And you can check out those two recipes he shared. There's a flounder fish fry and that poached striped wild striped bass. We've got both of those recipes up at WPR.org/Food Friday. We gave you the basics of the recipes there, but you can get the full details again online, WPR.org/Food Friday.